IDP Impact Diesel Performance post-game show continuing. It ain't no diesel. 4-0 the Blades win tonight at home over the Edmonton Oil Kings in their final game before heading out on the BC Division road trip. Tonight's first star of the hockey game is our guest here right now, Connor Rilette of the Saskatoon Blades. First game back, was that the intention, was to get back and play before the road trip happened here going to BC?
Yeah, it was mostly just like when I felt good on the ice, felt good this morning on the morning skate, so went into the coach's office and just gave them the nod that I was ready to go. But yeah, it's good to get it in early before the trip. Kamloops is our first game and they're a pretty tough team, so get the first game out of the way and be ready to go, Kamloops.
Couple of assists for you tonight. Coach was really happy with the setup for Sidorov on the goal that he felt was the most important one, being that third goal that kind of gave you a little bit of breathing room against these guys.
Yeah, Sido was pretty happy there, too. He was telling me on the bench that, this is your goal, this is your goal. So coaches were kind of joking around that they're going to switch it on the game sheet and give it to me. So, you know, obviously Sido loves to score, and I love to play with him. So he passed to him. It's most likely going to be a goal. So it's been great playing with him. And, yeah, he was pretty happy for me to be back. And hopefully they get that goal change. I can get another goal on the resume there. But, yeah, no, Sido's a good player, good shot. So it's nice to pass him once in a while.
There you go.
What's it like playing with him? Because that was almost an identical goal to the one you guys scored on the 2-on-1 a couple weeks ago. But I know you guys both love the puck on your stick. So what's it like playing with him?
He's a shot first guy. He gets open. He's got great hands. Like he moves around well. And you know, me being more of a, I guess, playmaker type player, you pass him the puck. It's most, like I said, it's most likely going to be at the back of the net. He just knows where to shoot it. Knows where to get in places to shoot. And you know, obviously playing with Keller as well. Like credits to him. He's a great like young player. It's his first year in the league, and he's showing that he deserves to play where he is, and you know, him being our center right now, it's been helping us out a lot. And you know, credits to him, he gets open too. He can score. He scores highlight goals. So playing with those two, it's been great. And yeah, Sido's a great player. He loves to shoot the puck, and I love to pass it. So it's a pretty good combo there.
And probably not the easiest game to play in a weekday game. Not the best team in the league, I guess, is coming in here. It's 2-0. You're out shooting them. And did you feel maybe any frustration on the bench? Like, you're out shooting them. If they get a goal, it's 2-1. You go on your heels. But obviously, you guys were able to kind of get that third one and then lock it down on third.
No, you know, just going into any game where we're ready to, you know, anything to come at us. Obviously, the last few games, I think, you know, watching from up top, we've had some slow starts. And today was kind of not, I wouldn't say the same. We were able to outshoot them, but it's just getting things going near the third period. They couldn't get out of their end. And that's just the way we love to play. Sometimes it doesn't go our way, but sometimes when we're playing our game, or you know, hemming them in their own zone, they can't get out, or their power play, they just have to dump it in every time. So we find our way to play the game. And heading into this game, obviously we got our trip tomorrow. We wanted to just focus on getting the 2 points tonight and then focus on the road trip. So that was a really big key. None of the guys were talking about the road trip or anything prior to the game. So
I know it's a little different, but is it like they have a different team, but is it still nice to beat those guys given you're on Seattle last year and they saw some of the other guys there?
Yeah, for sure. Like I think it was preseason. We played them this season in preseason, and a couple of the guys were chirping me about the ring. Where's your ring on your finger? And it's preseason, and so it's nice to get the laugh at them. You know, obviously sweep the season series against them. It's a pretty good feeling. Losing in the playoffs to them last year wasn't the funnest thing to do, but obviously get the little bit of, I guess, the revenge this year. But yeah, it feels good just to win any game, and heading into this road trip, that was a big one for us.
Okay, Connor, are you packed and ready to go?
No.
No? Okay, no. Good. Now, again, I thought everybody was supposed to do that yesterday, but nobody's done it, obviously. You're a veteran. This is your first year in the East Division. You know this BC thing. You can almost be like a travel guide or a tour guide for some of the guys like Hansen over there, who's never been on a trip with the team out west like this. Favorite place to go to in the BC Division? Where's the best city out of the five?
I don't know. Like, it kind of depends on the hotel and stuff like that. Like, Victoria's got a really nice hotel. It's fancy. It's right on the harbor. And
yes, it is.
Really, it's honestly, like, it's, like, very, like, royal, I guess you could say. Or, like, I don't know how you'd say it, but it's got, like, the golden railings and all that. It's a really nice hotel. And but, like, when you think of city, I think Kelowna's a pretty cool city to play in. It's they got kind of a very, I don't know how you'd say it, like, historic arena. Like, a lot of players have played to that organization. A lot of players have played in that rink. So it's cool. Like, there's a lot of rinks out there and a lot of places that are cool to be, but nowhere's better than Stoon, obviously.
Yeah. Okay. What's the best rink out there, though, out of those five?
The best rink, I'd probably say Vancouver. It's okay. Probably a lot newer, brighter rink. I love my bright rinks. I hate the dark lighting. I think Some of them are pretty old. Victoria's and Kelowna's are like the identical arenas. They're the exact same arena. So playing in those two, it's like you're playing in the same rink. But I'd probably say Vancouver. It's got good ice, bright lights, and it's pretty cool.
It's weird. It's weird he didn't say Prince George.
Nobody says Prince George. Sorry to the Chamber of Commerce in Prince George, but nobody says Prince George.
Yeah, make sure Redmond doesn't hear that.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, well, no, he's going to hear all about it when we're out there.
Yeah.
Connor, thanks for this. Congratulations on the first start. Good to have you back in the lineup. See you tomorrow morning.
Thank you.
Connor Rillette of the Saskatoon Blades joining us.